This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is presented by Hummel Casino. Fun above all else. Yeah.
Ben Woods on a Wednesday morning. Adam Jones with his weekly coming up at 7:35. Eric Grubner, the CEO of the Padres, will be with us at 8:35 to answer some of your questions about the change in television options for your Padres viewing going forward after Bally Sports basically going away yesterday. I mean, I think the channel will still exist. It just won't have Padres baseball on it anymore. You'll need to find it on a different channel or on a different streaming option beginning today. Eric Grubner, CEO of the Padres, coming up at 8:35 this morning. Teased it right before the top of the hour. The debut last night in Lake Elsinore of Padres catching prospect Ethan Salas, still 16 years old, going to be 17 tomorrow, but as of today, a 16-year-old playing professional baseball against, and while this is still low single A, there are levels lower. There's Dominican League, there's rookie ball, yeah. There's instructionals. They have places where they usually put these international players. It's not in full single-A ball. This is for professional players, usually 19, 20, 21, 22-year-olds who are playing at the California League level.
We saw
for low single-A Lake Elsinore.
We saw Mackenzie Gore there at Elsinore.
Back then it was high single-A, and they switched it to low, but still.
Still, he was 19 at the time, I think, when we went, maybe 18 even. Or was he 18 or 19? We watched him make
19.
His 19, yeah. What this kid has done so far, and again, we talked to a ton of people when we were out at spring training about him. Yeah, it you hear that they signed a 16-year-old for the money that they signed him. You're like, all right, so clearly this kid is an up and comer, and you also though go 16, like you it's too young. It's too young. But the every person to a man and woman has said, the head that he has on his shoulders is that not of, it's not of a 16-year-old. He's not, he loves baseball. He's a baseball junkie. He's like an avid, that's all he cares about is the game of baseball. That's his life's work and his life's profession already at 16. How fortunate for him to, A, have the ability, but B, to know this is what I want to do. At 16, Ben, I had no idea, none whatsoever, what I wanted to do and didn't know how to navigate life at all. Whoever, you know, a lot of credit to his family, his parents, whatever, who have helped get him to where he was. But you hear that he's getting called up, and you're like, oh, okay. Well, I mean, they just want him to get a little taste and see what it's like. And no, he's in the lineup. He's hitting.
Batting second. As the designated hitter yesterday.
Rips a double in his first AB.
The other way.
Just a beautiful swing. Beautiful swing. And, yeah, before you get all fired up, though, and wonder when he's going to be ready. It's still going to be a couple of years, I would imagine. He's turned 17 tomorrow. I wouldn't imagine seeing him in the big leagues before he's 19
minimum.
So it got
probably
me,
20.
It got me thinking though, as I saw that last night. I mean, and kudos to him. How fun is that for a 16-year-old kid to be contributing at a level like that? So I go, well, who's the youngest to ever make their major league debut? And this is a pretty interesting story. Joe Nuxhall is the guy that was the youngest Major League Baseball player of all time. Now, we're talking in wartime when many baseball players went over to fight for our country. There was a massive player shortage. So Joseph Henry Nuxhall was playing for the Cincinnati Reds, Ben. His first game ever, he was at 15 years old, 316 days. It was on June 10th. He did not play well. He was a pitcher, did not play well, did not play again in the big leagues until 1953. So he went from 44 to 53. That's 9 years. So then he makes his debut at what?
24.
24 years old, which is about right. Goes on to pitch 16 years for the Reds. What the hell did he do in those 9 years between his debut and then joined the Reds broadcast team, was with the Reds his entire life. But at 15 years old, he did make his Major League Baseball debut. But that's because there was a war and they needed players. And you go and you look through all the youngest guys to ever make their debut. It was all around World War II when they had to do it. So just keep doing what you're doing, Ethan Salas, because you're doing everything right now. And certainly is a guy that you look at and go, yeah, I'd like to go watch him play. I'd like to go to Elsinore and see this wunderkind go out and play baseball at 16.
Need a contestant for Take on Woods. Going to play here in about 3 minutes. If you want to call in and try to qualify, Woods is on a heater right now. He's
knock on wood. Settle down.
I think you have not missed a question since maybe last Tuesday.
You don't talk about a winning streak.
I can talk about whatever I want to talk about. Call us now, 833-288-0973. I'm trying to help out the Tier 1s by jinxing you a little bit. Yeah. We want to get some qualifiers for the trip to Vegas, so call in for our musical trivia contest, 833-288-0973. Think about this another way with Ethan Salas. Had he grown up in this country, he's from Venezuela, but had he grown up in this country, he would be finishing his sophomore year of high school probably right now. Sophomore year of high school right now. Have 2 more years of high school before he could even be drafted to a professional team, at which point, you know, most kids that are coming out of high school will have some rookie ball, you know, maybe get to low single A then their second year. So he'd likely be 4 years away from Lake Elsinore.
Yeah.
At this moment, had he grown up in this country, but he, you know, internationally, you can sign it at the age of 16. He did. Someone tweeted me, goes, does he go to school while he's doing this? I go, no, he doesn't go to school. He's a professional baseball player now. I do think the Padres in their minor leagues, especially for the younger guys and international guys, they do provide some classes. He's an English speaker.
Yeah.
He's, like you said, he's got a really good head on his shoulders, but they help these kids out in terms of, you know, culturally and things like money management, just, you know, whatever they can. You don't have to. You're a professional at this point, but I would think that he's going to take advantage of whatever the Padres have to offer for their younger international players growing up. But, you know, that a lot of that is done in the Dominican at their academy there. This is single A. These are professional guys who are trying to make a career and a life out of it in the minor leagues
that
right now.
Wild,
they trust him to be there. That says something. It really does.
It's just wild. It's a wild story, and good for him. And, you know, like I said, keep doing what you're doing, and we'll see Ethan Salas here. Hopefully before we turn 50, Ben, you and I. That'd be something.
But
to
he's
see.
Not the answer later this year.
No,
he's not the answer.
Not a September
next year.
Call up. No,
you're not
no.
going to see him. No matter how talented he looks in the minor leagues, you just don't do that.
No.
You don't bring up a kid that young. You don't want to do damage to his potential of his later career, because this is a guy that, you know, if you talk to AJ Preller and his staff, they really do think he has a chance to have a really great Major League Baseball career at some point, and they want to do it the right way and give him an opportunity to learn and grow at a good pace.
Phenomenal. Just a phenomenal story.
All right, looks like we got people calling in. Let's get to it. It is time for Take on Woods.
It's time for Take on Woods.
Take on Woods. Woods.
All right, let's go with Paul. I see all you calling in this morning. Paul, you're the lucky, or who knows, if Woods continues his streak, unlucky contestant today, but you can't win unless you play the game. Good morning, Paul.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good. All right, here's what you are playing for. If you can beat or tie Woods, you will qualify for our May, last day of May, grand prize drawing, 2-night stay at the Westgate Las Vegas, and those tickets to Little River Band. They'll be performing at the International Theater at the Westgate Las Vegas Resort and Casino on August 5th, later this summer. You get to choose our category. That's your advantage. Woods has left the studio, so he doesn't hear this part of the game. Your choices today are Lil Rappers, five different rappers who use that diminutive Lil in their names. Child's Play, five song titles or artists with child or children in the name. And our new category, In the Pantry, five different bands whose names all include something you might find in your kitchen pantry. So of those three categories, Paul, Lil Rappers, Child's Play, or In the Pantry, what would you like to play?
I'm going to let you pick, man.
I'm going to pick. Oh, wow. Let's go with Child's Play, then, if I get to pick, Paul. Is that all right with you?
Let's do it.
All right. You'll get 60 seconds. If you don't know an answer, say pass. We'll come back to it. If there's time left, our first question is our two-second song. Italian Paul is queuing it up right now. He'll play you a little clip. You can go a little more than 2 seconds if you want, Italian Paul, but somewhere between like 2 and 5 seconds. You need to give me the title of the song and the artist to score that point, and then we'll go on from there. Remember, the category, Child's Play, Child or Children, will appear in each song title or artist in our category today. Paul, are you ready to play?
I'm ready.
Italian Paul, are you ready? All right, 60 seconds on the clock. Your time begins when Frank plays the music. Good luck, Paul. Let's take on Woods.
Pass.
Beyonce's mother, Tina Knowles, is believed to have come up with the name for which 1990s musical girl group?
Oh, God. I'll pass.
Slash's warm-up Circus Melody was the inspiration for which 1998 song became the only number one single for Guns N' Roses.
We tell them mine.
Correct. A Wu-Tang name generator came up with which alter ego for rapper Donald Glover?
I'll say Old Dirty Bastard.
Incorrect. The five stair steps saying things are going to get easier and things will get brighter in which mellow 1970 hit?
I'll pass.
All right, go back to our two-second song. Oh, now time is up. Sorry, you got the one, though, Paul. Hang on the line. Yeah, Destiny's Child was going to be Beyonce's group that her mother came up with. Teach Your Children by Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young was our two-second song. Childish Gambino is Donald Glover. That's the Wu-Tang name generator. And our five-stair-step song, Ooh, Child. Things are going to get easier. Ooh, child. Things will get brighter. All right. Frank, put Paulie on hold. We'll bring Woodsy back in. Give him the same five questions and the same 60 seconds as he continues to try to ride his hot streak here on Take on Woods. All right. Headphones on. Reset our clock. Reset our song. 60 seconds. Woods doesn't get the category. Makes it a little harder. Your time begins when Italian Paul plays the music. Good luck, Woods. Let's take on Paul.
I'll come back to it, pass.
Beyonce's mother, Tina Knowles, is believed to have come up with the name for which 90s musical girl group?
That she was in, oh, God. Pass, I'll come back.
Slash's warm-up Circus Melody was the inspiration for which 1988 song that became the only number one single?
Sweet Child of Mine.
Correct. A Wu-Tang name generator came up with which alter ego for rapper Donald Glover?
Childish Gambino.
Correct. The five stair steps saying things are going to get easier and things will get brighter in which mellow 1970 hit?
Ooh, Child.
Correct. Let's go back to
Destiny's
our two-second
Child.
Song. Correct. Let's go back to the two-second song.
I know it. Something to Child.
Got the category.
Oh! Don't know it.
Your first miss.
Yeah.
You did win 4-1. That was Teach Your Children by Crosby, Stills, Nash, and Young. But another win for Woods. Ooh. Just the tiniest of slip-ups today on the two-second song.
Yeah.
Category was Child's Play.
Child's Play.
Out. Yeah, Destiny's Child. Sweet Child of Mine, Childish Gambino, and Ooh, Child.
That's good questions.
Thank you.
Welcome.
Paulie let me choose the category today.
Oh.
Maybe I didn't choose a good enough category for him since he only got the one. Thought of Destiny's Child after the buzzer. But another win for Woods as we wrap up the month of May in Take on Woods.
I wish the Padres could go on a streak like this.
Yeah, you are hot right now.
I wish
you could transfer some of that energy.
I'm trying. I'll do whatever it takes.
Over to our San Diego Padres. All right, Don't Do This is coming up next. NCAA baseball tournament begins this week, but one of the regionals has a very unusual problem. Let you know about that coming up on our Don't Do This segment, which is next on San Diego's number one sports station, back after a check of traffic on 97.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Don't do this.
It's time for Don't Do This.
What were you thinking?
Three stories from the world of sports that make us all shake our heads.
Why?
How many times do I have to tell you?
I'm sorry, I fudged up, guys.
You idiot. You moron.
You dumbass.
The apple sometimes does far fall from the tree.
Don't do this.
Do not tweet that.
With Ben and Woods.
I like a Nickelback song or two.
On 97.3 The Fan.
If you don't know, the female voice in our Don't Do This open is Woods' wife, Hannah.
It's true.
That last little clip, don't tweet
that. Don't tweet that.
Something that so many of us should probably listen to in our heads before hitting tweet.
Yeah.
So many times.
She's gotten me. I mean, I've gotten her, too. I've said, don't tweet that.
Yeah.
Don't tweet that.
You can join Gwen and Chris at Henry's Pub. Starting at 2 p.m. this Friday as they broadcast live leading up to the Padres taking on the Cubs. Henry's Pub is located at 618 Fifth Avenue downtown. Going to be giving away Padres tickets, four packs of tickets to SeaWorld, and tickets to see G&R. That would be Guns N' Roses.
I'm very interested in going to that show.
Snapdragon Stadium.
It's on a Sunday, though.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, there's 7 days in the week. They probably do concerts and shows on four or five of them, so you can't all get Saturday nights.
I mean, G&R on a Sunday just doesn't feel right. It feels wrong.
Tuesday morning, it's time for Guns N' Roses.
Now that I would go to. A morning concert at 11?
Leave the show right now, go straight to
11. Time you guys coming on. And we'll be on about 10:15. I'll be there. Oh, it'd be that's the dream.
They never have morning concerts.
They really should.
You never see those.
Listen, G&R is it's for old people. I'm almost 48.
This is a new old people concert.
Noon.
that start early in the day. Not noon? Festivals. Old people don't want to go to festivals.
God, no.
So there's your first don't do this for today.
Right, yeah. Noon to 3. Yeah. GNR, I am all
So
in.
Speaking of music festivals, it actually leads us right into our first don't do this story. Have you heard of the Railbird Music Festival in Kentucky, Lexington, Kentucky?
I'm not familiar with Railbird.
I am also not familiar with Railbird, but apparently pretty big deal because Railbird, which, and there's also the Great American Brass Band Festival in nearby Danville going on this week.
Pass.
That draws more than 40,000 people every year.
I'd rather bring my kids to work again than go to the Brass Band Festival.
So why am I bringing this up on
Don't
Do This on a Sports Show? Well, Kentucky baseball team had a good season. They were chosen as one of the regional hosts of the NCAA tournament. So you have three teams that come in. Kentucky, they play a little round robin. The winner goes on to the super regionals next week. The problem is because of these two music festivals, you don't know where you're going until a few days before. The teams that have been invited to Kentucky to play, West Virginia, Indiana, and Ball State, have found...
Oh, no.
There are no hotel rooms available around Lexington, Kentucky.
Ben, it's a festival. They should just camp out like the rest of the people.
Well,
that
it's
camp
funny
out.
That you say that because they may have to resort to either getting hotel rooms more than an hour away, because that's how far you have to go to find one, or not exactly camping out, but Kentucky says, well, it's summer. You could live in the dorms on campus.
Now, that would
here.
Be as bad as it is. That's it. It's as good as staying in, you know, a Motel 6 in Lexington,
I guess, for
Kentucky.
A college student.
College kid.
I don't know what the final plan is going to be, but, hey, you know what? You win. You get to the NCAA tournament. It's supposed to be kind of first class.
Yeah.
You know, the NCAA pays for everything at this point. Get a nice hotel room for the... No, you're probably going to be stuck...
In a dorm.
In a summer dorm room, hot. I doubt they have air conditioning.
Oh, they have to. You have to.
Even in the, you know, Kentucky, Lexington, Kentucky.
It's not the...
I didn't have air conditioning in my dorm in college.
Yeah, it was 1990-something, and you were in Pomona.
I went. It was very hot in Pomona August and September.
I went to school in Lubbock, Texas. We definitely had air conditioning.
Good.
We would have died. I'm going to go ahead and put Diamond Sports Group into our Don't Do This Today. Obviously, we've talked a little bit about what's going on with the Padres and you know, the Bally's contract and all that. Here's the thing that I did not like about what I read yesterday. A spokesperson for Diamond Sports Group, who is over Bally's. They have the contract with the Padres. The DSG said, well, while we have significant liquidity and we have been making rights payments to teams, the economics of the Padres contract were not aligned with market realities. MLB has forced our hand by its continued refusal to negotiate direct-to-consumer streaming rights for all teams in our portfolio. Despite our proposal to pay every team in full exchange for those rights, we are continuing to broadcast games for teams under our contract. So it sounds to me like DSG signed a deal. Then they weren't happy with the deal, so now they've reneged on their deal. And when
that's exactly what
that's
happened.
Exactly what happened.
That's exactly what has happened.
If you have plenty of liquidity, as you say you do, you need to honor the contract. Which I'm under contract here. I can't just walk away and go work somewhere else. I've got a contract. I have to honor that contract.
Legally, they declared bankruptcy.
Right.
They can walk away, and the Padres then can reclaim the rights as they have.
But can you claim bankruptcy, Ben, if you have plenty of liquidity?
I don't know how big business works. I do know they're looking to get out of a mistake they made.
100%.
They did not read the room right. And I don't feel sorry for a big corporation. I mean, this is a big giant corporation.
Massive, yeah.
They entered into an investment thinking, and I don't think it's not the Padres' fault. It's not like the Padres have not played well or attracted audience. What Diamond Sports didn't do well is they didn't read the cord cutting room. And as people have cut the cord, and have, you know, canceled their cable and satellite subscriptions and gone away from the traditional models that we used to have, they didn't anticipate that. They didn't figure it out. They didn't negotiate the streaming rights. So they had no way to make up for those viewers. They would not enter into deals with things like YouTube TV, where they could have gotten, you know, more subscribers. Yep. They kept holding out for more money and eventually, well, you know, said, never mind. And so they lost out on those revenue streams. And apparently, you know, they say they've been losing about $20 million a year on the Padres deal, which, you know, if you're bankrupt, you probably need to get out of deals where you're losing $20 million a year. I get that. But it was there and their own fault and their decision to get into that deal.
Why are they putting it on Major League Baseball and
they want Major League Baseball to bail them out, give them the streaming rights so they can charge consumers directly and keep all that money. And Major League Baseball goes, no, those are our rights.
Yeah,
why would we just give them to you to help you, you know, out of your bankrupt situation?
What a headache. What a headache.
All right, finally, do this for a Wednesday. One day after Lamont Butler announced his return to San Diego State for his senior season, Jaden Ledee followed suit. Was a little worried just because there was no announcement.
So panicked
yesterday. But, Jaden Ledee, the 6'9" forward, did a post that he was coming back. The Aztecs, in a release, said he will be returning for his senior season, withdrawing his name from the NBA draft. And I wondered what happened. I figured it out yesterday, I think. They just split it up so they could each have their own little day.
Taste, of course.
Well, you know, I did a story on Lamont Butler. I did a story on Jaden Ledee the next day. He got his own little moment in the sun.
Of course.
To come back to San Diego State. Big news for Brian Dutcher, though. He really needed a big body, a strong guy underneath, and Jaden Ledee is going to give it to him. Now, he's not a traditional center or post player either, but he's certainly a strong rebounder, and that is something that the Aztecs will be looking for to replace Nathan Mensah and Agueka Rope, who are both graduated and gone, and of course Keyshawn Johnson, who left for Arizona, then for Marquette. So that's a big get for San Diego State to have him back, and Butler back will probably make them favorites again in the Mountain West Conference and hopefully mean another trip to the NCAA tournament for San Diego State.
It begs the question, if we end up signing a new deal, can I do my own
one day?
I want my
Woods
day.
Has signed a new deal to stick around with 97.3 The Fan.
And then everyone will panic.
Why has Ben not done a deal?
Right.
And then the next day I'll announce deal with 97.3 The
Fan. I like
Fan.
That bit, actually.
You could do that.
Yeah, I'm tired of sharing the spotlight, to be honest with you. So. We'll see. We'll see what happens. Negotiations are ongoing.
Savvy marketing.
Very
strategy.
Savvy marketing.
A little free media pub for 2 days instead of one.
Where's Ben?
We'll create a little drama. Maybe we'll even separate it by a week or so.
People
create a lot of drama.
I'll take a week off?
I'll give a lot of no comments. People will call me. No, I'm not commenting on the situation right now.
Yeah. I think we're overinflating the amount of people that would actually care about
that's
us.
That's probably true.
But, that's what we do.
Don't and do this for a Wednesday.
That was Don't Do This with Ben and Woods on 97.3 The Fan.
Adam Jones, 5-time All-Star, will join us when we come back. Do not go anywhere. Ben and Woods on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Well, it's dealing with spam callers during the break.
I don't need Medicare!
Well, the problem is you always like to answer them and
yeah, I tell them to yell take me off
them.
Their list.
If you just don't answer, I think they don't call you anymore.
That's such
That's
garbage.
What I do.
That's
and
garbage.
I get a tenth of the number of calls that you get.
I just showed you my call log.
I know.
Never ends. I don't need Medicare. I'm good. 47 years old right now. I'm good. Everything's fine. Please stop calling me. I'm begging you. I'm getting inundated with calls every day. And some of them are fished through, so they come from 760 number. I'm like, oh, who's this? I answer, hello, this is Amber on a recorded line. Can you hear me? Just murder. I'm so over it.
Just go into your phone settings and block all unknown calls.
I don't think that works.
It does.
I don't.
You'll miss
get,
a few people
see,
if you
but
don't
I'll miss
have
people.
The known
like,
numbers.
I got kids in school and stuff. I can't do that, Frankie.
Save them. Save the number.
It's a lot of work. I'd rather just bitch about it on the radio, to be honest with you.
Fair enough. We're still trying to get Adam Jones on. When
I just
we
texted
do, though,
him. So.
When we do, though, I'd like to go through the first third of the baseball season now complete.
It is now official for
you
our
get
San Diego
some surprises.
Padres.
You get some disappointments, not just for the Padres, but around Major League Baseball. We'll get to all of that coming up. First, this hour on Ben and Woods is brought to you by SC Johnson Raid. The new Raid Essentials Light Trap uses light to attract and then trap flying insects like fruit flies and mosquitoes, turning your home into restricted airspace. For insecticide-free protection that's people and pet-friendly, get new Raid Essentials Light Trap. One-third review of the MLB season, and hopefully Adam Jones coming up. All right, he's going to be on in just a moment here, and one of the things I do want to talk about is the surprises of the first third of the season. And the Rays have the best record, and maybe a modest surprise, but they are always pretty good.
I don't know that anyone could have predicted them getting off to a 39-18 start,
no,
though. 26-6 at home.
To me, there's two or three teams that stand out. One of them is the Texas Rangers.
Oh, yeah.
Bruce Bochy, as manager of the Texas Rangers, they have played really good baseball, like legitimately good baseball.
35-19 right now.
Over the first couple of months of the season. Now, is that Bruce Bochy, or is that the fact that they've gotten in some insanely good pitching from guys like Nathan Eovaldi, John Gray? I mean, what did Bruce Bochy do to come in and fix the pitching staff for the Texas Rangers, who've overcome, by the way, injuries to Jacob deGrom and still chugging along here at the top of the AL West, where no one expected them to be at this point in the season?
By the way, their run differential's plus 132.
Oh, very, very
I
legit.
I mean,
really
they
good.
Are they're getting good pitching, good hitting. They've got they just Corey Seager just got back. He was injured for a while as well. Now he came back with authority, and they're kind of this sleepy unknown. No, my buddies in Dallas still don't even care. I'm asking, hey, you watching the Rangers? Nah. What? Stars just wrapped up and Cowboys season's come. I'm like, you're kidding me, man. This is a really good baseball team you guys have out there, and no one's watching. So, pretty wild. But yeah, they're getting it done. Now they have stars. They have spent money. Some of the guys did not play well last year, and some of those guys are feeling more comfortable now and playing really well, and they're getting contributions from other guys that have come up through their system. Adolis Garcia is a really, really good player. So they're doing it the right way right now, man. And yeah, I think you do have to give credit to Bruce Bochy for coming in and after being out of the game for so long. You know, that was the question about Boch. Would he be able to step right in this new era of modern baseball? So far, so good, man, and they really like playing for him.
Never really worried about Bruce Bochy,
yeah,
you know, stepping back in. I just didn't know if the Texas Rangers had
the talent.
Had the pitching especially, but yeah, they put it together. Another American League surprise, hanging with the Rays at the top of the AL East, the Baltimore Orioles at 35-20 so far this season. You know, that's built around a homegrown star in their catcher, Adley Rutschman. Very impressive start for the Baltimore Orioles this year.
35-20 for them. Playing in a really, really tough division that everyone's above 500 in the AL East right now. They did a little piece, Ben. Guess where? Guess where I read it yesterday?
You read it at The Athletic.
In The Athletic.
Yes.
Yes.
Your new toilet scroller.
I just peruse The Athletic all day since I'm not on Twitter. Ken Rosenthal did a piece called Ken's Corner, Tough Start. And listed the sorry seven of Major League Baseball. And what he was basically saying is, look, seven of last year's 12 postseason teams, at some level, they are a disappointment. Now, not everybody. We keep hearing about the 2019 Nationals, the 2021 Braves, the 2022 Phillies. We've said it on this show, Ben. Not every team's going to start 19-31 and come back and win a World Series. It can be done. There's evidence that it can. These are the sorry seven in Major League Baseball right now. He's got the Mariners at 28-26, the Blue Jays at 28-26, the Mets at 27-27. These are all updated, not updated from yesterday's wins and losses. Phillies, Padres, Guardians, and Cardinals. All teams that were in it last year have gotten off to a bit of a slow start.
Yeah, I mean, that's fair.
Yeah.
You know, the Phillies right now have the same record as the Padres, 25-29, but the Phillies have a minus 40 run differential after their win yesterday. The Padres are dead even.
Dead even.
They've scored 223 runs, which isn't very much. They've allowed 223 runs, which is also not very
not
much.
A ton.
That's pretty good. They've gotten decent pitching so far this season. All right, Frank, if you would, we have dialed him up on the phone. Some intro music for Mr. Adam Jones. And out we go to our premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad fan hotline. For some reason, I don't know, Frankie doesn't. Every time we have Frankie here, the YouTube, the Zoom stream with
Frankie,
Adam doesn't seem to work
don't listen
so well.
To him. I'm sorry.
No, yeah, he admitted it himself.
Well, just, Elton John over here.
It's not working.
Sorry.
We
You're
got
fine.
Him on the phone, though. Adam, good morning to you, as always. Welcome.
How you guys doing? Always good to talk to you.
You
yeah,
too.
We're good. We're going through our first third of the season review and looking at some of the surprises. We talked about the Texas Rangers and the Baltimore Orioles, but in the National League, one of the surprises, one of your old teams, the Arizona Diamondbacks at 32-23. Oh, and,
he's got a couple of teams that
yeah,
he
well,
played
I mean, the
for
Orioles
doing
certainly,
really well.
But the Diamondbacks, I thought, you know, oh, they got off to a fast start, but they're going to crash to earth. They don't have the depth, they don't have the stars. They've played pretty consistently well now. They're hot again throughout the season. What are you seeing from these Diamondbacks, and do you think it's sustainable for the second and third quarter thirds of the season coming up?
I think that the Diamondbacks are a mixture of veterans, and obviously they have a tremendous youth core that's coming up with Carroll leading the helm, but you got McCarthy. They had five center fielders who they sent up and sent down back and forth. They just got talent, and Lovello is doing a great job over there. He's got the ability to mix and match, obviously, with Zach Gallen being one of baseball's best pitchers at the helm. So they have a really, really good team. And, again, with the new rules with the shifts and with the stolen bases when you can only pick up twice, the more athletic teams – you can see are benefiting more because they're running the bases. They're trying to put the ball in play more to where when you have more foot traffic, things can happen. And teams that have speed are doing that, and you can see how they're, like, stealing these wins that previous years they wouldn't have won.
Yep.
But with these new rules, they're able to get these wins 2-1, small one-run games because the rules and the new format – helps out teams that are a little bit more athletic.
You know what, Adam, and this is, I guess you could look at this as a knock against the Padres. I really do feel, we were one of the slower teams to adapt to the new rule changes. I really do. And whether it was holding runners close, whether it was stealing, you know, give up a ton of steals right now. Obviously, we're trying to make some improvements at the catching position, but the pitcher, it's on the pitchers as well, as you know. You steal bags off the pitchers, and ours have been bad. And, I mean, when Bob Melvin in the third week of the season is out there doing drills on holding runners close at a big league level, you're like, all right, maybe we didn't take advantage of these new rules like some teams have, and they're playing to their strengths right now in Arizona.
Well, yeah, I mean, catching, it's very important. You have to have a guy that can throw guys out because, again, the attempts on stolen bases right now, they're up. I know they're not as high as they were in April. Again, the season prolongs itself. Guys get a little tired. But guys are running, and guys know they can run on the Padres catchers right now.
Yep.
So you see it's a track race. As soon as guys get on a guy with mediocre speed, he's running because he knows the chance of him being there, the chance of a bad throw, is good because right now the Padres catchers aren't throwing that well. Again, the pitchers have to be able to hold them, but – you know, the Padres pitchers have some guys who can be quick to the plate. Darvish is not the quickest to the plate. We know that. That's okay. He's always top five in strikeouts, so you take the good and the bad. But a lot of guys are quick to the plate. It's just right now the catchers aren't throwing that well. And again, you culminate that with not hitting well. It's just it's full board. That's why this game is so hard, because it's so multi facet to where you have to be good at all facets, and it's hard too. That's what makes this game such a beautiful thing. Yeah.
Did you, when you played? I'm looking at your numbers right now. Highest stolen base in a season, 16. Followed that the next year with 14. Mm-hmm. Did you like trying to steal bags, or was it, you know, where are you hitting the lineup? You know, the guys behind you, better chance of driving you in. What was your kind of overall feeling on swiping back?
If you don't think you're 100% going to get it, don't even go.
Do it. I've never been fast, for one day. Not for one day in my life. I want to know what speed feels like just one time, and I've never had it. Just what were your thoughts when they told you, hey, man, try to grab this bag?
Mine was a culmination of a lot of things. When I came to Baltimore, we weren't that good. So outs were obviously very important. But at the same time, I wanted to showcase everything that I can do between the lines. But then I played center field. And I'm not gonna throw my pitchers under the bus. But I had a lot of chances as an outfielder. And I got tired. Okay.
Yeah.
So when I get to first base, guys are like, you gonna run here? I'm like, hell no, I ain't going nowhere. Didn't you just see me chasing those eight balls in the gap this whole game?
Oh, because you were running.
I made a catch on you. Didn't you see that?
Your pitcher's relentless.
I bet it's a lot less tiring to run back and make a leaping catch at the wall than it is to chase a double that you have to pick up and toss in every time.
Seriously.
It's exhausting. And I get to first base and I'm like, man, I ain't going nowhere. This is a one-way lead, okay? And then I maybe would try a sneak attack. But I was never a good base stealer, even in high school, even in the minors. I was never really a good base stealer. So when I got to the big leagues, I was like, I'm not a good base stealer, but I'm a really, really good base runner.
Yeah.
So
there's a difference. Yeah.
I paid attention to. So I scored on every single from second base.
Yep.
I was a first and third guy. It was a double hit. That ball better have been a ricochet right to the guy, or I'm scoring, because if I'm not the best in this 90 feet, I'm going to be the best in the other 90 feet. And I took advantage of that. I was a really, really good base runner. I took advantage of the instincts that I had.
Yeah.
But I was never an elite base dealer. So I was like, well, I'm not a good base dealer, but I can take this extra 90 feet if I'm aggressive and smart, pay attention to where the outfielders are. A lot of infielders, a lot of people that get on second base, I look at them in the games. They don't look back at where the outfielders are playing. They just get and take their lead. Like, you should know where these guys are playing, because if the ball's hit, you shouldn't freeze. You should know where the guys are playing and be able to break and score on a hit. I hate when I see a jam shot by a hitter and the guy on second freezes. And doesn't score.
Yep.
All you have to do is know where the hell the guy is at, and you will know that this ball is uncatchable. But, again, these are things that I learned as a player. But at the same time, I always went to second base and ran the bases during BP, so that I can understand how this guy is swinging today. Because, you know, like, again, I always go Machado. But if Machado's not hot, that means he's not barreling everything. But you still should be able – he's still great enough to where he can find the base hit. And on that jam base hit, you need to be able to score him, not be hesitant because you didn't know where the hell the outfielders were.
That's cool. It never even would have entered my mind, Ben, to go out and run the bases and think about – man, he's not really on fire right now, but if he jams one, I need to be able to score. That's next level.
And I imagine defensively as well, you know, you play deep on certain power hitters, but you got to be aware of those jam shots where you got to run in and know, hey, this guy isn't totally barreling it up. I'm sure that was big for you defensively out in center field as well.
Big time. I mean, you got Miguel Cabrera. That's one of my greatest examples, because he's one of the greatest extra base hitters of our generation.
Yep.
The hitters. Man in scoring base, he's one of the best singles hitters, because he just takes what you're going to give him. So when Man was in scoring place playing against Miguel Cabrera, I scooted in. I took away his single. I couldn't take away his single, but I tried to take away his RBI.
Yeah.
But you still can't do that, because you just can't play shallow on him like you're doing an eighth or ninth place hitter, because you have to respect his game. So that's why he's so great. But he took the singles. A lot of these guys don't want to take the singles. Analytics, these nerds, just say, you know what, just hit the top of the tree, swing straight up, and hit the ball as far as you can. We don't care about average. And now you got Brian Kenny and all these nerds talking about, oh, average is important now. No shit. Average has always been important.
Dump.
Okay? Okay? Yeah, average has always been important. Hit for an average. If you put the ball in play, things happen. If you strike out, I can guarantee you one thing. Somebody on your way back is going to say you suck.
Did you have the card in your hat? Or did that is that a new thing in baseball, the defensive positioning and all that?
I didn't. When I got to Arizona, they started to incorporate it. So with respecting staff and all that, the system and the organization, I had it in my pocket. I knew the outfielders. I knew the hitters.
I love it.
I knew these guys. I watched them. I watched the game. Me and Kirby, we'd sit on the plane, on the bus. We'd go over these hitters. Before the game, we'd be like, okay, hey, this guy's been swinging it lately the last week, like the last 3 days. He might be, let's make some adjustments. And then we memorized it. What the hell? These guys can't memorize something? Are you kidding me? Like, you can't memorize nine guys?
I know, dude.
You can't memorize nine guys?
I know.
I mean, you see a reliever come in and they bring a pinch hitter and the whole team has to come and talk about the strategy every single time. It's crazy nowadays.
Yeah, it's wild.
Hey, AJ, we're out of time today. I appreciate it. Really good insight, though, as
great
always.
Stuff.
And you have a good week. We'll talk to you next Wednesday.
All right. Talk to you guys.
Thank you,
there
buddy.
He is, Adam Jones. His weekly hit with us here on our Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad fan hotline. Save money the right way with Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad. Visit them today in the Carlsbad Auto Mall Chevrolet. Find new roads. We never saw that growing up. A batter, a pinch hitter would come up.
It's almost
guaranteed now that at least the fielders will come together.
Oh, yeah.
And maybe the pitching coach will come out
100%.
With an entire scouting report on this guy.
Yeah.
Like, you didn't learn about it
before
the game?
Hey, Austin Nola's pinch hitting. we need to go over this right now.
It doesn't matter who it is. They will come and they will discuss it almost every time. New world in baseball nowadays. All right, we're halfway home. Come back. We've got Eric Rupner, CEO of the Padres, joining us in our next hour on all the Bally sports drama going on. All coming up here on 97.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.